Victor doing? Still a concussion?
No, he went for a second opinion, and perhaps we'll have something for you this afternoon.
Second opinion on the knee?
Yes.
Has the concussion cleared up? Or is that
I really haven't seen him today.
The knee, though, is the more pressing matter at this time?
Well, no, I mean, he'd have to pass all the tests, but as I said, maybe we'll have something for you this afternoon.
In the city, he's going for a second opinion?
Let the medical people tell you that. He has one opinion, and then he went for a second opinion.
Is Deal getting any better?
I think so. I think he'll work tomorrow. Brewer worked today, which was good.
What about the Hillis? How's he coming along?
Not very good. He still has issues.
Is it going to help Pugh significantly with all the playing time you've been able to give him?
I hope so. That's something that should be a tremendous asset to him and us going forward.
If Hillis can't go on Sunday, given the depth, you're down to, I think, two running backs, a fullback. I mean, does that have to change anything that you might be planning to do?
I don't think so. But we'll see.
Do you still have any eligibility?
I never was good enough, and I doubt if I am now. Thank you for asking that.
What have you seen from Andre Brown in terms of his perseverance, all he's been through?
Well, that has been a huge plus for him to come back like he did. Obviously, he made his mark a couple of weeks ago, and certainly would like to have more. Not all his doing, but nevertheless, you know, we got two games to go, and I'm expecting him to do well.
Has Pugh been a bright spot for you?
He has. Yeah, as I tried to say every time I get asked this question, he gets a little bit better every week. Last week wasn't as good as you would like, but nevertheless, the experience he's gained and his determination, his focus, you know, he's a football guy. He's in there grinding.
Eli's consecutive game streak is kind of somewhere like 150 now. What do you kind of attribute that to?
Toughness, mental toughness, desire, competitiveness, all the things. He's a tough guy. He's played through an awful lot of things. And you remember earlier in his career, one time it was a shoulder. I didn't know if he could even throw. And boom, by the end of the week, so he's done a great job with that.
With Adrian Robinson, has he come close to being active on game day?
Maybe. He's had a couple good weeks of practice.
When you're playing a game like this where their division is still wide open for them, and obviously you guys are in the situation you're in, is there a responsibility to other teams, I guess, to play your best?
I think there's responsibility to our team to play your best, be your best. There always is. I mean, that's what we're in this business for, to do the very best we can, not listen to what people tell you about, you know, what you're, why are you playing, and the questions that you get asked in this situation. It's our responsibility to play as well as we can, the competitiveness of it, the pride that goes with it, what kind of statement do you make as a man in terms of, you know, your living up to your responsibilities and the example you set for others. There's a lot, an awful lot to play for.
With that, Tom, do you embrace the role as a spoiler at all?
I just want to play as well as we can play. That's the, you know, we have two games to go, and it'd be wonderful to be in a position to win two games.
Eli said yesterday that winning the two games might be able to erase some of the bad memories of this year. Do you think that, there were a lot of bad
memories? You're always going to have the issues that took place this year, but it certainly helps going into the off season. I'll tell you that one. I don't have to remind you back a few years.